This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Traffic is the worst. And while city and state officials are really good at counting cars to see how terrible traffic is and how it got that way, that sort of data collection infrastructure doesn't exist for bikes and pedestrians. But as KUT's Andrew Weber reports, new research hopes to change that.
The project has a simple goal, but you wouldn't glean it from its name.
Evaluation of bicycle and pedestrian monitoring equipment to establish collection database methodologies for estimating non-motorized transportation.
That's Greg Griffin. He's a transportation researcher with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, helping out on a TxDOT-backed pilot program. It not only counts cyclists and pedestrians in both Austin and Houston, but it aims to figure out a way to share that data statewide. Cities and counties already count the volume of cyclists and pedestrians along roadways for planning purposes, something Griffin used to do as a city planner for the Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, which builds, manages, and studies transportation infrastructure in Central Texas. But those counts aren't necessarily consistent. The data is not always shared with their state counterparts at TxDOT. Griffin says the project is about nuance, a nuance that he says is not often afforded to researchers collecting that kind of data.
Our transportation agencies haven't been able to put the resources into doing nuanced counts of bicyclists and pedestrians all over cities.
So, Griffin and his fellow researchers are both collecting this data and trying to figure out how to store it, all without spending an insane amount of money. One easy way to do this is to have the pedestrians and cyclists do the work for you by using crowdsourced data from open platforms like Strava or Ride Report. But big data is not the silver bullet some may think it is.
People will say, well, big data is better, right? Well, no, not necessarily. And we have to understand what's really going on in the world. And we do that, you know, with 100% counts of all the people that are actually biking in an area.
Not everybody has a smartphone. And even the people who do don't necessarily use those apps while they're biking or walking. So to create a 100% accurate snapshot, sometimes the old ways are the best. Researchers are using pneumatic tubes, like TxDOT uses in its car counting, to measure capacity along roads like Lamar. The thin rubber tubes are embedded with sensors that give a relative sense of how fast cyclists are going and count the number of cyclists on a given roadway. But they're not a permanent solution. They're nailed into a handful of bike lanes for a few weeks, and then they're gone. So, Griffin's using data from the permanent bike counters set up by the city that are embedded in bike paths. They operate at high traffic areas, provide constant data, and they're sturdier than a thin rubber tube with a sensor in it. All of this helps give a clear picture of where people are biking and walking, and where the city should spend money from the $482 million corridor project that was funded by last year's mobility bond. These data could help inform future projects as they're built out, but there's a problem.
It's still short-term.
That's Texas State political science professor Billy Fields. A few weeks back, Greg and he got into a bit of a tiff about this sort of research at their kids' soccer game. Fields argues quantity over quality. He says the pilot program is well-intentioned, but it's grant-funded. There are no guarantees it will continue after the money runs out.
The key issue is that we need to do this consistently. It's not a one-time deal. It's an every-year deal. That's what essentially traffic, auto traffic data is about. It's about doing it consistently and managing the system that way. And we don't do that. We need to institutionalize that data collection system.
To get a good picture, Fields says, you can get just some of the numbers on a consistent basis to see where crashes happen and where cyclists and pedestrians are going and where they're not.
It's basically the length of time that you do these counts that it matters for. And then instead of doing sort of an academic paper, I like academic papers, that's what I do, but you need to get that data out for people to hear it. So doing a report every year to show where we are.
Ultimately, both of them agree, no matter how the data is being collected, there are more people walking and biking in Austin and across Texas. But when the research collection wraps up in February, the city planner side of Griffin hopes the database could help cities and TxDOT coordinate to make safer roads for everybody. That means building out safer bike lanes and more pedestrian-friendly crosswalks, while also reducing traffic on busy roadways, because everybody agrees traffic is the worst.
You can't do that without counts. And so that's why this kind of research is important, is that it's not just interesting. It lays the foundation for being able to save lives through infrastructure changes.
Andrew Weber, KUT News.
taking all the good.